everybody now.
God has spoken to his people, alleluia. And his words are words of wisdom, alleluia. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has ears, let him hear. He who has learned the way of wisdom, let him hear God's word. Let him hear God's word.
Everybody,
God has spoken.
Good evening. We are the St. Francis Five and Friends. We won't introduce ourselves any further than we were introduced at Vespers, except to say that we, about 5 years ago, I guess, started a guitar mass at St. Francis Catholic Church in Chelan. And some of us, really hadn't much played instruments even before that. So we just started out. And we've been playing at Mass every Sunday, and it's kind of grown and grown and grown. You know how things do. And we really enjoy Mass and playing the music that we do, and kind of like to take tonight and share some of it with you. Kind of want to tell you a few things here before we get started. First of all, within our own church right now, we're seeing a lot of new music being written. Many of the songs on the sheet, for example, that we just passed out, weren't written except it be in the last 2, 3, 4 years. The music in our own faith is changing enormously now. We have probably more music to work with than we've ever had. There's so much that it's hard to take it all in. So what we've chosen or selected to share with you tonight represents just a cross-section of music written by a lot of different people, and we'd like to share it with you. Kind of as our gift to you, we realize that even though you have the song sheets in front of you, a good many of these praise songs you've probably never heard before. That's a limitation, but I also know that Holdenites can overcome just about anything. I've been to Holden a few times, and I know that because I've seen you folks tackle music time and time again that you have never seen before and do a bang-up job with it. I also know something else about Holdenites that I'm really impressed with. I think we all are, and that's one of the reasons we're here. Because I've never seen a group of people that could sing and praise God in the way that the people at Holden do. I think per capita, the volume index has got to be the highest of any group of people I've ever seen. And I've laid a heavy one on these folks because I've told them about you people. And I've told Chelan about you people. So we have big expectations about your participating with us tonight. That's why the song sheets. We want you to sing, clap hands, even though with many of these songs you've not heard them before. So I kind of tell you that at the outset. These songs too, let me make a comment, are praise songs. They're songs that we use in worship. So from that standpoint, and I guess tonight is a culmination for us of a very beautiful day. We had a just a gorgeous boat ride up on a calm lake today. Bright blue sky, warm, just fantastic. One of those Indian summer days that are rare. I know some of the folks in the village were commenting similarly. Kind of like to continue the fantastic day we've had with you for the next hour. Kind of make it a communal kind of time of sharing and worship through song, if you will. This next song is written by Mike Lynch. It's a group of two couples, husband and wife, Ellis and Lynch, that have recorded a lot of music and written some beautiful tunes. This is one called We Stand in Need. Please join in when you feel comfortable that you've got the tune, huh? The St. Louis Jesuits have written a lot of beautiful music. This next tune is just one of many that's come out of a fairly recent album called Sing to the Mountains. It's a joyful song. It's a praise song. Again, you come in when you feel comfortable.
Let all the earth rejoice. I will give thanks.
Matthew 6:33 speaks a lot about seeking first the kingdom of God. Karen Lafferty has written a song that we really appreciate. I'd like to share it with you. Please place your song sheet in your lap. Prop your knees so that you may hold it without using your hands. I guess you know that means some hand clapping.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This next one is a praise song again called Sing to the Lord. Again, come in when you feel comfortable. Thank you. I don't think you'll need your song sheets for the next one. And I might make a suggestion to you. Just kind of put your feet on the floor, crash your legs. Just get as comfortable as you possibly can. Get as comfortable as you possibly can.
Stay awake.
Stay awake. 9:26. Just get as comfortable as you can. You don't need the music for this one, so you can close your eyes. Kind of our rest break, if you will. Just relax and sing this one. You don't have to sing it loud, just softly. But especially when we get to verse 4, kind of whisper it. It's called How We Love You. Okay? Eightfold Alleluia. We were visited, I guess it's been 3 or 4 years now, by a young seminarian from California by the name of Gene, I believe. He played an auto harp and he had just a beautiful voice. He gave us the gift of this next song we'd never heard before. It's to the tune of Edelweiss, so you all should be able to pick it up and join in with us real quickly. It's a beautiful praise song. Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Father James Bertolucci gives us this next song. Again, it's an exuberant praise song. You might want to lay your song sheets in your laps and clap. Jesus is the one who saves. Special song to us. Would you all join in, please? A jubilant praise song. You might want to clap your hands or stamp your feet or whatever.
Of sin, he rose from the dead.
everybody now. This next song is one of our very favorites. It's written by Father Cary Landry. Father Landry's written a lot of beautiful music. This particular one speaks about peace. I'd like you all to join in with us. I know peace means an awful lot to people at Holden. On the times that I've been here, I've had a chance to talk to people, why they come to Holden. Some come because they're on a vacation. Others come because it's a retreat for them, because they are seeking peace. In one instance, a woman had just lost her husband for whatever reasons. As you get to know people in the village, you'll find that there are some who are coming here because they're looking for some measure of peace. Well, Father Landry's talking about that too, using some symbols here in the broader context of Christ. Please share this one with us. It's called Peace is Flowing Like a River.
Father, Brother Jesus, send the power of your healing upon us, your people. Heal our hearts, renew our spirits, enkindle within your people the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated. And you shall renew the face of the earth.
don't know how to talk into this, but I'd like to give something to a real valiant young man.